Christian apologist Josh McDowell has come out warning the church about exploding numbers of people dealing with loneliness and porn addiction due to coronavirus isolation. Hello and welcome to this portion of Vocal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomb, and our guest right now is Josh McDowell. And Josh, it's great to have you on the program. And let me just say this, for those maybe not as familiar with you as they ought to be, you are a best-selling book. Your original book, Evidence That Demands a Verdict, and then More Evidence That Demands a Verdict, these are bestsellers. I mean, mega bestsellers. You trained a whole generation of young Christians and what Rush Limbaugh would call skulls full of mush in basic Christian apologetics for years, and doing so under the auspices of Campus Crusade for Christ, now called CRU. But it's a privilege to have you on the program. Thank you.
Well, I'm still doing it under CRU and still making apologetics the issue.
Okay, excellent. All right, so what got your interest in the coronavirus crisis and some poor responses to it?
First, every interview I've had, television, radio, magazine, and almost every conversation I've had with anyone, almost always the first question is, how are you making it through the virus being locked down? And second, what comes next? What will come after the virus? And so I thought, I better do my homework and really be prepared for that. So I am.
Okay, you've even written a book, right, called What Comes Next?
No.
Oh, but you created a document.
I know what comes next, the second coming.
Okay.
Yeah, but I wrote a document, the 10 challenges of the church.
All right.
Let's document.
All right. Let's start with this issue of pornography. You're saying that is there a spike of pornography use because of the isolation from the coronavirus?
You have to look at it in this perspective. Go back 3 months before anyone heard anything about the COVID-19 virus. There were the top three epidemics globally in almost every single culture in the world was pornography, loneliness, and depression. Can you imagine that? Those are the three greatest epidemics. Now, porn, as Chuck Swindoll says, is the greatest cancer in the history of the church. Back 3 months ago, porn was killing, destroying more marriages, more churches, more pastors, more young people, more relationships than any one thing ever has simultaneously in history. It's huge. And what has happened now, there are several triggers to porn in people's lives. And the lockdown all over the world feeds right into it. Stress, loneliness, depression, fear, isolation, all those, most people are experiencing one way or another through loneliness, and all of those feed right into porn and time. And I believe you're going to see, when this is over, a porn epidemic like we never dreamed was possible. And probably for the most reason is, most pastors won't address it. Hardly anyone's ever heard a talk on porn in a church. Chuck Swindoll called me and he said, who do you want to reach? When I hosted the first ever global summit on pornography, I said, you know, influencers, mainly pastors. Finally, said, pastors won't come. And I said, why? He said, shame, fear of exposure, and ignorance. I thought, nah, pastors will come out by the droves. And then Dobson called me, Jim Dobson. He said, who do you want to get there? And I told him, he said, pastors won't come. And I said, why? He said the same thing. Shame, fear of exposure, and ignorance. You know what? They were right. Out of thousands of personal invitation pastors, 18 showed up.
18 and, out of thousands?
Yeah. And it was a huge conference, but not with pastors.
Wow.
It was from 19 countries. And I understand that. And this is why I'm trying to get it out there that pastors better be ready to address three things. one porn. That means you have to get informed. You go to josh.org/theporn epidemic, and you will get 1,800 pages documented, but broken down into 16 documents on pornography to help you to understand it truthfully. And then second, you better be ready to address loneliness. Most pastors have never talked on loneliness, and yet it's one of the top three epidemics in the world. Mm-hmm. And so if you go to josh.org/loneliness, I have incredible documents there to help pastors and parents understand this, to help their people in their congregation and parents to help their children. And then the other is depression. And josh.org/depression, I've done everything I could to serve pastors in sermon preparation and understanding the issue of porn, loneliness, and depression. So that's what drove me to do the document and to put these things up on the web.
Excellent. All right, let me ask you this. As far as loneliness is concerned, you would think that with the tools of social media, Facebook and Twitter and so forth, that people would be connecting with other people, and certainly we can say, oh, I've been in touch with some people I hadn't, you know, been in touch with for years, and yet there's still an epidemic of loneliness. How do we square those two realities? Or does the one actually exacerbate the other? You comment and wax eloquent, please.
You just nailed it. Gen Z, 18 to 25, ranks the highest ever of any generation on loneliness and depression, the mental health scale.
Wow.
Can you imagine that? 18 to 20. And there's a number of reasons for it. But one of the main reasons is, this is a phrase I like, they're learning to connect with their thumbs and not their tongues.
Mm.
They're connecting, but they're not relating. And I believe creatures were created by God to relate to one another. That's why God said in the scriptures, it's not good that man is alone. And that's the first thing he said wasn't good, is that man should not be alone. Most people are isolated, even we don't have a lockdown.
Interesting.
And I'm not saying that's all bad. I trust the culture and the church will adjust to that. And the church usually always comes around a little late, but always comes around with answers and solutions. But I'm telling people in the lockdown right now, the best thing to do is get your mind off yourself. For example, when you wake up in the morning, every day have a schedule. What are you going to do the first thing, the second thing, the third thing? What are you going to accomplish that day? For example, when I wake up in the morning, first thing I do is go in the kitchen. I replenish the coffee machine with water, beans, and remove the grounds and get it all set for Dottie for the rest of the day. Then I take all the dishes out of the dishwasher and put them away. And then I clean all the dishes in the sink, put them in the dishwasher, clean off the counter, and clean the floor. Every morning, first thing I do, I did it this morning. Then I will go in and have my devotions, because everything needs to start today with God's word and your walk with him, which I love. Then I will write 10 encouragement notes to 10 people. Mm. And then during the day, I either email or call 10 people to encourage them.
Mm.
And then just before I go to bed, I write another 10 notes of encouragement. And I started thinking, how can I help Dottie? What can I do around Dottie? I have an incredible personal assistant. His name is Wyatt. I call him the golden boy. And I think, how can I be a blessing to Wyatt today? And when you do that, you get your mind off yourself. And I don't think I've ever had a lonely second in my life.
Hmm. All right.
Those are some of the things people can do.
Sure. Comment on porn, if you would. Why is it so prevalent? And by the way, let me tell you a quick anecdote. I have a friend that is new in Christ, and it's wonderful to see him growing. And he has an old-fashioned flip phone. And this guy has means, financial means, and he could have, you know, the greatest modern phone. And I have asked him, you know, why do you have this flip phone? And he said, because, Jerry, if I had one of those other phones, then, you know, the pornographies are, you know, would get to me. And he doesn't even have a computer in his house for the very same reason. God bless him. He's applying that principle that Jesus said, if your hand caused you to sin, cut it off, throw it away. You know, obviously not literally, but it's better to go into heaven missing a hand than to go into hell with both hands intact. He is cutting himself off from potential sources of temptation. I think that's fantastic.
Well, anyone who really has the temptation of porn has got to do that. You have to. If you don't, you just keep feeding into porn. The reason porn, I tried to find a statement here I just wrote out. There's 8 reasons why porn is so powerful. And I can't find it right now. I'm going to do it off the top of my head. I don't know if I can get all 8 of them. Porn is available. There's several billion pages of porn, 29 million websites, one click away.
Wow. 29 million. Wow.
Yep. And second, it's affordable. 90% of porn is free. Mm. But that 10% outdoes, I think, any other 6 corporations on the internet in income, money-wise, because they have a way of getting people always. It starts out free, but almost everyone does. It ends up having to pay big because of the progression they take you through. And then porn is attractive. If you're hurting in any way, if you're lonely, depressed, struggles in your marriage or anything, porn becomes very attractive. Porn is affectionate in this sense. It's amazing how men and women feel that person in that porn video cares about me.
It's such a lie.
About, well, I know it is.
Yeah.
But it's, and it's abundant. It's abundant. To print out one porn site, just one porn site, every day printed out would fill the Empire State Building with paper.
Yes.
That's how big it is. It's so abundant. And so that's some of the reasons why porn is so attractive from the internet.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. I think the question is, are we going to focus on the cheese, or are we going to focus on the rat trap? And, you know, seriously, it's like that. In other words, the porn's there, it's alluring, but at the end of the day, stop! You know, it kills you. It kills you. Comment about...
I would say this.
We have, yeah, go ahead.
Wait, let me interrupt with your sure. analogy.
Yeah.
And the cheese and the mousetrap is according to how hungry you are.
Yeah. Very, very true.
Same thing with porn.
We have about 1 minute left. How important is accountability in fighting this issue?
You'll probably never break the habit if you try it alone. 131 times in the New American Standard Bible, it says one another, love one another, encourage one another, trust one another, teach one another, etc. And without 1 or 2, 3 other people coming around you, hardly any man or woman will ever, ever become free from porn. You just can't. It is so powerful. And so the body of Christ, I need more than Christ. When it comes to my salvation, all I need is Jesus. He paid the price for my salvation. It's not Jesus plus works or anything. But almost everything in my life after my salvation, I need more than Jesus. I need the church.
Yeah, but Jesus is the one who sends those people.
Yes.
No Jesus, no church.
One another.
Yeah.
But don't double spiritualize it. When it says one another, it's not you and Jesus. It's you and a brother or a sister in Christ.
Right. Excellent.
Now, Jesus speaks through them, but it's one another. Everybody says, all you need is Jesus. And I said, that's the biggest lie that Satan has ever said.
Hmm.
You need the church. You need the body of Christ. And Christ commanded that.
Exactly. Okay, thank you very much for being with us. We're out of time. Josh.org for more information. And keep up the great work. Josh McDowell, all the best.
Hey, you too.
Okay, thanks. Bye-bye.